From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama says Americans can recover from what he called a very difficult week. The president sought to reassure Americans shaken up by the two police shootings of African Americans and an ambush that left five policemen dead in Dallas. Mr. Obama called Dallas sniper Micah Johnson a deranged individual who does not represent African Americans. The president said Americans of all races and backgrounds are rightly outraged by the deadly attack on Dallas police officers and rightly saddened and angered by the fatal police shootings in Louisiana and Minnesota.
And we have to make sure that all of us step back, do some reflection, and make sure that the rhetoric that we engage in is constructive and not destructive.
On Saturday, the people of Dallas were working through the emotions of Thursday's violence and trying to make sense of the tragedy. In front of Dallas Police Department headquarters, passersby offered condolences at two squad cars decked with flowers, children's toys, and notes of sympathy. President Obama has pledged long-term U.S. support for Europe and urged unity at what he said is a pivotal moment for the NATO alliance. The president reaffirmed what he called the U.S. commitment to the defense of Europe and to the transatlantic relationship. Mr. Obama also called on Britain and the European Union not to harden their stances as Britain begins the process of negotiating its exit from the EU. Also, alliance leaders pledged to continue training Afghan security forces into 2017 and billions of dollars for that effort. This is VOA News. NATO's military operations commander says North Korea's latest missile test is a serious threat to the Pacific region and to the globe. U.S. General Curtis M. Scafferati, NATO's supreme allied commander in Europe, said that the Kim Jong-un regime continues to work on its ballistic missile capability and is getting better and working out its problems. The North conducted a submarine missile launch late Friday off the coast of the port city of Sinpo. Initial indications show the missile apparently fell over the Sea of Japan. South Korea's Yonhap news agency said the missile's engine ignited, but it exploded about 10 kilometers into the air. The U.S. State Department on Saturday issued an urgent call for calm in South Sudan after fighting between rival factions in the capital Juba killed more than 100 people. The U.S. statement urges fighters loyal to President Salva Kiir and those backing his rival, Vice President Riek Machar, to disengage and cease fighting. The fighting was reportedly sparked by a clash between bodyguards for Kiir and Machar. A 2015 peace deal ended a 20-month-long civil war, but it has failed to stop unrest in the country. Iraqi forces recaptured a northern air base from the Islamic State group on Saturday, a victory hailed by the country's prime minister as a key step ahead of the long-awaited operation to retake the northern city of Mosul. In a statement issued on his website, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi described the air base in the town of Qaraya as an important base to liberate Mosul. He called on residents of the city to get ready for the liberation of their areas. In the mostly Sunni province of Anbar, west of Baghdad, government troops on Saturday consolidated their grip on the provincial capital of Ramadi, which was retaken from Islamic State last year when they captured two villages just north of the city.
Docking confirmed. A textbook arrival for the brand new Soyuz.
A Soyuz space capsule carrying a three-person multinational crew docked with the International Space Station early Saturday, about 400 kilometers above the Earth. NASA astronaut Kathleen Rubins, Russian cosmonaut Anatoly Ivanishin, and Japanese astronaut Takuya Onishi lifted off from Russia's space complex in Kazakhstan on Thursday. At the Wimbledon Tennis Championships, Serena Williams won her seventh title and 22nd overall by beating Angelique Kerber 7-5, 6-3. She tied Steffi Graf for having the most major crowns. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.